Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
So something is coming up I think is interesting that you all are involved in Friday, January 25th, for North Texas prospective grape growers, a workshop.
Yes, we are helping to promote this for our North Texas Regional Viticulture Specialist, Michael Cook. He is helping to host a program for those interested in creating their own wine growing industry.
And this will be in Denison. This is not in Hunt County or in Greenville, but not far away.
Correct, regionally.
Just up the road in Denison at the Hidden Hanger Vineyard. Friday, January 25th from 9 to 3:30, so it's an all-day deal pretty much.
It is an all-day thing, and it's going to cover a wide variety of topics for those that are interested in growing grapes for their own wine.
And this is, as you point out, this is a growing industry in Texas in general.
It really is, and a lot of people aren't aware of how big the grape growing is in Texas, and we really have become one of the really is popular growing grapes in Texas.
Mm-hmm. We lived in Bryan College Station for a good many years, and there's a famous winery down there called the Messinahoff
yes.
Winery. And, of course, we have the example of the Landon
yes.
Winery in Greenville and McKinney.
Correct.
Here that is doing so well.
Doing very well. And, you know, it's becoming very popular. And so A&M has really branched out, and we have the viticulture area, which is the study of the grape cultivation, also with the enology, which is the study of actually the different wines. And so this program that they're putting on is going to help potential growers understand the different types of grapes that they can have based on their different types of soils within the regions that they're going to have, regions they live in. It'll help people understand the different types of irrigations, the trellises that they need. And so there's a lot that goes into growing grapes and having them produced on your land.
Mm-hmm. And you have told me recently that you all hear more and more from people who are moving into Hunt County and they're looking for some kind of business to do on their property.
Correct. And a lot of times they don't know what they want to do. And so this type of program is really great for those types of people that are exploring different types of options and aren't sure what you want to do, because this takes you through the entire business process of laying out a business plan, of starting up your own business, going mm-hmm. through the business model of what you need to do to get started, and as far as what you need as far as all the types of things you would need to purchase to get started from beginning to end.
And you probably will not know the answer to this, but I'm just wondering out loud, I wonder how many acres you need to...
Well, you know, you can start small. We have a lot of growers that do start very small. I'm probably saying more than I should hear. My father actually has diddled around a little bit with grape growings. He, a few years ago, they had quite a few, and we don't have a lot of acreage, yeah. But they did try a few, and he actually did pretty good for a while until there was a little bit of chemical overspray that drifted on and killed his little crop growth. But so you don't have to have a lot. I mean, if you're going to try to produce a lot of wine, really, then you would need quite a bit, but to get started, you don't need a whole lot of land.
Well, certainly this is something you could learn at this event, and we'll make a link to this. We're talking with Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. I know one thing, in my lifetime, there's a lot more people who drink wine
correct.
In this region
yeah, there are.
Now than did when I was a child.
I think so, and I think it's becoming more popular, and, you know, wine is actually governed by the Texas Department of Agriculture rather than the same as fine, like beer and spirits. So it's a different, it's governed separately. And so it's a different type of beverage.
Yeah. All right. So some other things that you all are involved in. I saw a link on your Facebook page saying, of course, a new year, still a new year. And it's a good time to establish an estate plan. And
correct.
You all are helping people with that.
Yes. If you're interested in, you know, it is a good thing to plan out if you have acreage, if you every year, to look at who you have set up to take care of if something were to happen to you. And even if you've got something established already, it's a good thing to look at it every few years to make sure that things are still in working order, people that you have set to take over. You know, things happen, people move, people die, things change, relationships change. Make sure that things are still set so that are going to the correct people and things are still in working order. And we have... we're set up. We have plans that can help you walk you through things to make sure that things are still set to help you mm-hmm. for proper planning.
We'll make a link to this this document, this article that was on your Facebook page, and people can, if they want to go to the Facebook page, they can find it for themselves. But we'll make it easy for you. But some nice tips here of basic draft basic documents, prepare a file, communicate its location, and so on.
Right, and it's always, you know, it's one of those things that you never really want to think about until you get there, and you get it, something someone passes away, and then you're left with a a large property that's not set to go, and it's a hassle. So it's always good to look at before it happens.
You bet. And as they say, the first of the year, good time to think about that. And we really don't have time to get into it very much, but you all also have a thing out there on preparing for winter storms, and it's been mild so far, but that could change. Anytime.
Right. It's never too early to start planning, and you never know what's going to right around the corner. You know, they said that we had a few couple of good days here, and we're about to start going downhill again. So, it's, you know, you may already know that, you know, you always, you know, you're prepared, but it's never bad time to look up and remember things that may not remember.
Right. So, we'll direct people to that article on preparing for winter storms and what to do to be ready, both at your home and maybe even more so in your car.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Carry some things with you there just in case you get caught out in the bad weather.
Have an emergency pack inside, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.